Thousands of Venezuelans living in countries across Latin America rallied on Saturday in solidarity with protests organized by the political opposition in Caracas against the government of President Nicolas Maduro. From Bogota to Buenos Aires, Venezuelans headed to the plazas and other public spaces to voice their support for opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido and his efforts to force Maduro out of power. The rallies in Latin American capitals coincided with many others held within Venezuela on Saturday. As domestic and international pressure on Maduro to step down mounts, a senior Air Force general disavowed him in a video that circulated earlier on Saturday, expressing his allegiance to Guaido. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced in a televised address on Saturday that Russia is suspending its participation in the Cold War-era Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. AP's Karen Shamas reports.
"We will respond quid pro quo," Putin said. "Our American partners have announced they were suspending their participation in the treaty, and we will do the same. They have announced they will conduct research and development, and we will act accordingly." President Trump had earlier accused Russia of violating the treaty by developing banned missiles. Moscow has strongly denied any breaches and accused Washington of making false accusations in order to justify its pullout. Trump said in a statement that the U.S. will move forward with developing its own military response options to Russia's deployment of banned cruise missiles that could target Western Europe. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United Nations and the Africa Union said Saturday the talks in Khartoum have led to the Central African Republic reaching a peace deal with 14 armed groups, a hopeful prelude to peace after years of conflict. The terms of the deal were not immediately released. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has made dialogue with Islam one of the